Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got my phone stolen. Thief threw it out a window. Thank goodness I got my phone back.
It was next to a dumpster.
Whatever, man.
It was, at least you got it.
That's why they got sanitary wipes. Don't worry. It's been cleaned. Either way, got the phone back. Thank goodness. But it inspired Tammy to come up with
the super nutty new way to mess with your friends.
I saw this prank. A friend of mine had put this on Facebook. They had texted someone and said, I lost my phone. Can you call it for me so I can find it? Right? And of course, people just see that and do it without thinking, well, how did you just text me if you lost your phone?
Oh, right? My God. Right? I didn't even think about that until you just said
so,
it. Duh.
I want to test this. I want to try it. So I'm going to text this to my friend. Crap, I lost my phone. Can you call me quick to help me find it?
All right.
So I just sent that.
Let me do the same. Should I do the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see which one of our friends will fall for it and call us back.
Crap, I lost my phone. Could you please call me so I can find it? ? I'm going to talk to texter in case you haven't figured that out.
My friend Darcy, she just texted back. Hang on. Read last text message.
You have recent messages from Darcy. Darcy said him not falling for it.
Uh-huh.
Rolling on the floor laughing emoji. Would you like to reply?
No, that's fine.
So you picked one of your smarter friends, or at least more on her game friends.
Yes.
It probably doesn't hurt or doesn't help that Darcy listens to us.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Oops. Oops.
Crap, I lost my phone. Could you please call me so I can find it?
I just sent that to my neighbor, Gary.
It's been a while since we spoke to my neighbor, Gary. I know he's up right now.
Yeah.
Let's see if he fell for this. He's usually on his game.
Yeah.
Just ask him. He'll tell you.
All right. So I've texted this now to a couple other friends, and we'll see if they call me back.
Neighbor Gary.
Go ahead.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Got it?
Yeah. Hey, quick question. How could I text you that message if I lost my phone?
Good question.
Are you mad that you fell for that now? I'm taking advantage.
I feel bad, but yeah, not too bad.
I'm taking advantage of your good Samaritanship. Hey,
you guys just calling you to tell you to
Okay.
Oh,
well, thank
right.
goodness we're not on live radio or anything.
Me this early in the morning.
I guess I deserve that. Thank
yes,
you, neighbor.
You do. Thanks, Gary.
All right, it worked.
Woo-hoo!
You can tell Maddie got it himself too. Yes.
Dang
oh, we're
it.
Dumb. We're dopey. But you're welcome. Now you can now you can go mess with your friends today, and then you can give us full credit for it. Unless they get mad at you, then blame a different morning show.
Okay.
Just pick one.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Whether she's commenting on the Olympics or what Broadway San Diego is presenting this month, we love her. She's a treasure on this show. She is producer Jessica's mother-in-law, Sherry, and she never fails to bring her A-game.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, you two.
We heard a very disturbing rumor. Please tell us if it's true, okay?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Producer Jessica, how long have you and Sherry's son, Jeff, been married?
It's been 7 years married. We've been together for 10.
10 years. You've known producer Jessica.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is it true that you just now requested producer Jessica's friendship on Facebook after 10 years?
I mean, what's the thought process there, Sherry? Is like, what the heck? I think I'll keep her. I mean, if she finally grew on you a bit. What happened here?
I just never knew that this could be that big thing. Yes, I just did request her as a friend, so I can know what's going on in the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 years later.
Well, yeah.
Producer Jessica, you know you know my girlfriend Sam, mm-hmm. and you met her mother Mona.
Okay. Over a Zoom.
I knew Mona a day before she requested friendship with me. A day. Mm-hmm. Your mother was with us right now. Just to remind you, it's been 10 years. Yes, she just requested your friendship.
Yes. I was shocked. I went, wait, I thought you just weren't on Facebook.
Well, turns out she's got thousands of friends. Yeah.
Just not you. She's been all over it and just not me. It's fine.
Thousands of friends. Thousands.
Sherry, I'm sorry. I want to keep up with the family. Isn't going to cut it. I mean, why now? Why not when Walt was born 7 years ago? I mean.
Well, you know, I really have to take it slow and get to know somebody well. You know. So, you know, you have to be cautious in this world today, right?
Yeah, you're right. You just can't follow and befriend everybody. That's hilarious.
There actually is an issue. What happened is I got off Facebook about 10 years ago, maybe 8, because I was spending 3.5 hours a day on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Nothing was getting done. Gary'd say, is dinner ready? No, I was on Facebook, so I just got off it.
You were turning into what my daughter likes to call a screen-ager.
Yeah, like that. And, you know, and at that time we had the big computer upstairs, and I was upstairs all day, and honestly, so I got off. And everybody's saying, oh, I saw it on Facebook. Jessica posted it on Facebook. Another year goes by, and Walt's another year older. So that's why 2 days ago, I reconnected with my Facebook. I might even have 2 accounts.
Yeah, see, yeah. There's 2 accounts. There's posts from 2015, 10 years ago, when I was dating your son that I never saw. So, and I'm still not a friend on the old one. I am a friend on the new one.
Do you want to be a friend on the old one?
Oh, I think God. That ship has sailed, Sherry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Her feelings are too hurt. In fact, we're all kind of disappointed.
Now, wait a minute. So you have 2 accounts, and yet and still, you just finally decided to add your daughter-in-law and the mother of your grandson just now.
That's right.
Sherry, are you friends with your son?
Yeah. She's not the only one that's called me. What can I say?
Clearly nothing. You can't dispute anything here. Yes, everything we've said is accurate. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Lakeside. Hi, Christy.
Hi, good morning.
Christy, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy, time to step out.
All right, good luck.
Christy, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tam, you get $100. And I also want to remind you that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Well, it was bound to happen, but AI artists are making their way onto the Billboard music charts. What does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Jimmy Fallon announced People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, and it's Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton. Last year's Sexiest Man Alive was John Krasinski, who played who on The Office?
Mike? I don't know.
Macaulay Culkin plays Kevin McAllister from Home Alone in a new ad for an in-home senior citizen care. In what Midwest city was Home Alone set in?
Chicago.
Happy birthday to Jeff Probst, who has hosted what show since 2000?
I don't know.
And finally, Oscar winners who played supervillains in comic book movies includes Tommy Lee Jones, who played what villain in the movie Batman Forever?
Scarface.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Christy, what's happening with you today? Tell me something good.
Just off today and hanging out with the kids.
Ooh, that's actually something very good. Good for you.
Thanks.
What do you think we're going to have for lunch today?
Sandwiches, probably.
Sandwich of choice is?
The kids like peanut butter and jelly, but I like turkey and cheese.
Okay.
We know so much about Christy now. I love it. Christy, today, hang on. Too busy talking food? Got to get a count in here. Did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Tammy, AI artist. This was bound to happen, making their way onto the Billboard music charts. Now, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Soon, artificial intelligence will be John and Tammy. Oh. Will no longer exist.
I don't believe that.
Well, you can't put the word John and intelligence in the same sentence anyway.
Stop
so.
That.
All right, it's 1-1. Jimmy Fallon announced People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. It's Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton. Last year's Sexiest Man Alive was John Krasinski, who played who on The Office?
Jim.
Jim Halpert, to be specific. Christy didn't know. 2-1, Tam. Macaulay Culkin plays Kevin McAllister from Home Alone in a new ad for in-home senior citizen care. In what Midwest city was Home Alone set in?
Chicago.
Chicago is right. 3-2. Christy knew that. Happy birthday to Jeff Probst, who's hosted what show since 2000?
Survivor.
God, that show is still kicking it.
That's crazy.
And he's done nothing to screw that gig up.
No?
That's how you do a gig, guys. An easy cake gig like that. Hang out on a tropical island. Hang out in khakis. Take out a torch, go home. Pretty good gig, man.
I'm sure that's all it is, John.
I mean, what else really is there? Pretty easy to be Survivor when you're sleeping in a 5-star hotel at night when everyone else is eating bugs. All right. And finally, Oscar winners who also played supervillains in comic book movies include Tommy Lee Jones, who played what villain in the movie Batman Forever?
Two-Face?
He was Two-Face. A.K.A. Harvey Dent. I'm sorry, Christy. You said Scarface. Couldn't give it to you. Today, Tam wins by a score of 5-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we are going to hook you up with something cool. You're going to love this.
Yes, a chance for you and either girlfriend or your significant other to go on City Cruises Live, a yacht party with The Bachelor's Chris Harrison, Wells Adams, and Ben Higgins.
Awesome. Thank you.
Christy, have a great time. Sounds like you will. Unfortunately, before I leave, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Christy in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
John, I've become you.
Ooh, lucky you.
Oh, you know how I make fun of you for, is that another Padres shirt? Like you need another one? Mm. Or your other obsession is black t-shirts? I just went shopping the other day. My intention was to get one sweater. I needed a sweater. But I seemed to have a problem with an obsession with sweatpants. I ended up with another velour tracksuit and another pair of sweatpants. I am addicted to sweatpants. When I washed everything and put it away, my drawer is full of sweatpants. I don't need any more, but I love them so much.
What is something you've got too much of you don't need, but you can't stop getting it? That's what I was asking people throughout Carlsbad Village recently.
I am addicted to buying black t-shirts. I just bought a black t-shirt last week, and I counted that I have 33 black t-shirts hanging in my closet now, which means I could wear a black t-shirt every day of the month and not have to do laundry. I don't need to buy another black t-shirt ever, but I still do for some stupid reason. Are there things that you buy that you're like, why did I don't need that at all. I have way too many of these. I don't need them. And you just buy them and you can't stop yourself?
Absolutely. I usually end up buying fuzzy blankets, you know, like the really super soft ones. I have at least 10.
They sell them at Target. They're pretty cheap too, aren't they?
Really? $20? Yeah, super solid. Love them.
And you said you have how many?
At least 10. It's so ridiculous. And I live in San Diego. So.
You live in San Diego. And if I can be so bold, you're not a very tall girl. So you don't really need that. It's a bit, the blanket probably can cover you and like four of your friends.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just like to wrap myself up feeling like I'm in a cocoon. I don't know what it is, if it's like a psychological.
10 cocoons.
Yeah, basically. Right. It's really okay. Nice.
So you're a blanket purchaser.
I am, yes. A habitual blanket purchaser.
All right. Is there a support group for that, you think? We should start some.
You know, I was looking into it, actually. Yeah, we meet in La Jolla Thursday night at 7.
Thank you, Libby. Good to know. If you can find the black t-shirt purchase support group, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll keep my eye out for you.
I have significantly cut back thanks to my girlfriend Sam, but it's still a ridiculous habit of mine.
I bet you could go 2 months and not repeat. Yeah. 833-287-1037. Yeah, you have too many, but you can't stop buying it. You have too much of what?
I have too much nail polish. I never do my own nails.
But yet, Amy, if we go into your bathroom and open a drawer or a cupboard somewhere, it is filled with nail polish.
I must have 50 bottles of nail polish, and I don't even know why. And you keep those bottles for like 10 years because you never use it all.
This might be a dumb question, but like similar to a corking fee at a restaurant when you bring your own bottle of wine in and they open it for you, is that service offered at a salon as well? You can just go ahead and BYOB as far as your polish?
Yeah, there's no fee, but you can bring your own.
Oh.
Do any of you guys need some bottles? Because I have some.
No, thank you, Amy, but thanks for offering.
Thanks, guys.
833-287-1037. Help, I've got too many of these, and I can't stop buying more.
Rose and Santee.
Earrings and plants. I counted my earrings yesterday, and there are 94 pairs that I actually wear all the time. And then there's like 35 or 36 that are like missing one or broken or from way back in high school. And I like them.
I have an odd number of ear hole piercings, and I originally did that, a third one on one ear, but not the other, because of the fact of losing one of the earrings. And then I thought, oh, see, now I can wear the one since I don't have a pair. Yeah, and I stopped doing that. I was just like, no. And now I have all these one earrings, Rose. Just one. I had a good idea for all those extra earrings, but it never worked out. Now, as for the plants, this is something my husband would agree with you, Rose, that you could never have too many plants. What's your plant situation?
I have a lot of plants, and my kids tease me all the time, and my friends tease me, and they're like, you have a problem, Rose. Can you stop? And I don't think I have a problem. I do think I have a little too many. Inside my apartment, I have 43. And on my little front walkway, I have a small apartment. So I have a tiny little walkway. And I bought this cute little shelf, and I have like 36 on there, right outside my front door, just like when you walk up.
So we're talking, Rose, more than 80 plants combined overall?
Yeah. But my air is clean.
You see, and that's what we do. That's what we do when we get too much of things. We justify it. Oh, my air is clean. Like, that's important.
Well, plants are, you know what? I complain to my husband all the time about the plants, but I do have to say, it is beautiful.
There's worse things to have than a lot of plants in your home.
All right. Speaking of too many things, John must feel like he has too many friends because something happened last week where he was supposed to go to dinner with brand new friends and he didn't want to because apparently, what, John, you have too many?
Yeah, I shared that last week. That's the personal hell that my girlfriend Sam got me involved in. I'll have a recap of just what happened when I met two strangers and was forced to have dinner with them. Which is exactly what it was. 8:05, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Last week at this time, I shared a story that I was irritated with my girlfriend, Sam, because she went out to lunch.
She met a couple I should say she'd never met before, chit-chatting with them. Hour and a half later, she's made dinner plans with her new friends for two of us to join them.
So basically, she met two strangers. She thought they were fun. She made dinner plans that night and said to you, we're going to dinner with them.
100% accurate.
And you were not happy about
it. No, I wasn't happy. Would you have been happy about it?
I don't know, because my husband can talk to anybody.
Exactly,
I wouldn't have known.
Point.
I wouldn't have known what I was getting into.
Exactly my point. I'm like, Sam had a chance to meet them. I didn't know these people.
Yeah.
Anyway, would it surprise you at all that I went on this dinner and I had a fabulous time?
No, it doesn't surprise me.
Although I made a complete John out of myself.
How did you do that?
Oh my God, I'm such an idiot. So I get there.
With an attitude, I bet.
I was not in a great mood.
Inside, did you have an attitude?
I was annoyed.
Okay.
And secondly, I was really sore.
Okay.
Because maybe you don't know this, I've started Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
That's very new to me. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole new thing.
And it is so painful when it's new to anybody, and I'm not really in the best of Pilates shape. So anyway, I got done with my third or fourth class right before the dinner. So I'm not really feeling great anyway.
Yeah.
We get to the restaurant. We share the pleasantries. We say hello. We're getting to know each other. And I said, you know, kind of self-deprecating, but also kind of self-bragging, like, oh, sorry, I'm just a little sore today. I just got a Pilates,
and
let that hang out there, and then Sam explains that we're doing Pilates together, you know, she doesn't like me all lumpy and needs me to, it's okay.
There's
and,
no way she said she doesn't like you all lumpy
we all know.
To two new people.
We all know why I'm in Pilates. As the conversation's going, I'm getting to know the dude, Paul. Paul's British.
Okay.
Paul's devastatingly handsome.
Oh, no wonder you were annoyed.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better. Okay? I asked Paul what he did for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Paul works in finance now.
Okay.
But then he drops this little nugget. He used to be a professional soccer player.
Oh,
Paul played for the MLS, Major League Soccer here in America. He's a professional athlete. And I'm telling him I'm about my Pilates?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sore. I was just doing Pilates. Oh, that's crazy. I'm a professional athlete.
Yeah, I used to take soccer balls at 100 miles an hour off the top of my head.
I'm like, of course you're a professional athlete. Because male model was busy.
Yeah. But you had a great time?
We ended up having dinner in Carlsbad. And what I thought was going to be a 90-minute quick meal ended up us closing the place down. We were there for 3.5 hours. So, yeah, we had a really good time. I was wrong. They're really fun people.
So now you have to say, Sam, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sam,
do it.
Sorry, Sam. I was wrong. You were right. I'll change. Anything else?
No, it's I'm sorry, I'll change.
I'm sorry, I'll change. You're pretty.
You're pretty.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Head out to Stephanie in San Marcos. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Stephanie, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
Good luck.
Stephanie, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. And if you get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also, I need to let you know that all ties will go to Tammy, all right?
All right.
Jessica Simpson is celebrating 8 years of sobriety, which means she probably wasn't sober when she did her reality show with her ex-husband, who was also a member of the boy band 98 Degrees. Who is he?
I'm trying to remember who he is. I want to say Nick Lachey.
Ariana Grande is doing the next season of American Horror Story. What network airs American Horror Story?
The CW?
If you are a Beetlejuice fan, you really need to travel to East Corinth, Vermont, a tiny town where most of the movie's famous scenes are filmed. What actor plays Beetlejuice?
I don't know. I'm just going to guess Johnny Depp, but I know it's not.
The actor that plays Mark Zuckerberg in the movie The Social Network will not be returning for the sequel. Who is that actor?
Jesse Eisenberg.
And finally, actor Dolph Lundgren had a birthday yesterday. He played Rocky's Russian opponent Ivan Drago in what number Rocky movie?
I want to say, I think that's one I've watched the most, too. I want to say Rocky
4.
Let's get Tam back in.
All right.
All right, Stephanie, what you got going on today?
Working, picking kids up, running them around everywhere, you know, the same old thing.
So, full-time job, full-time mom, taxi mom.
Yeah, basically, full-time Uber.
Well, sometime in the near future, I hope you can take a nap.
Yes.
Stephanie, pretty well, Tam. These aren't easy. 3 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Timmy, Jessica Simpson is celebrating 8 years of sobriety, which means she probably wasn't sober when she did her reality show with her ex-husband, who was also a member of 98 Degrees. Who is he?
Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey is correct, and that is exactly what Stephanie said, 1-1. Ariana Grande is doing the next season of American Horror Story. What network airs American Horror Story?
It's so hard for me because, oh God, who does American Horror Story? FX?
FX is right. Oh. 2-1, Tammy. If you're a Beetlejuice fan, you really need to travel to East Corinth, Vermont, a tiny town where most of the movie's famous scenes are filmed. What actor plays Beetlejuice?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton is right. Stephanie could not come up with it. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, the actor that plays Mark Zuckerberg in the movie The Social Network will not be returning to the sequel. Who is he?
What is his name? Oh, I'm totally having a, because I always get him and another actor kind of mixed up because they always play that same kind of character. Because it's not Michael Cena, it's the other guy.
The other guy.
You know, they remind me of the same person sometimes. Oh my God, I can't come up with his name.
It's Jesse Eisenberg.
Eisenberg, yes.
I think you were thinking of Michael Cera, not Sarah. Michael Cena.
Yes, okay. Sarah. Right. Sarah.
Michael okay. Cera. Well, either way, not right. And Stephanie did nail that one. So 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, actor Dolph Lundgren had a birthday yesterday.
Wow.
He played Rocky's Russian opponent, Ivan Drago, in what number Rocky movie? I'll give you a clue. You ready? If he dies, he dies.
I'm going to say it was Rocky 2.
No. Everybody knows Rocky 2 had a rematch with Apollo Creed.
Oh.
And everybody knows Rocky 3 was Mr. T.
Oh, 4?
Rocky
5,
4.
6,
yes,
7.
Rocky 4.
How many Rocky movies are there?
You do not take Rocky's name in vain. Never to an Italian man. Never. Today we finish with a tie, 3-3. And unfortunately, all ties go to Tammy. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we're going to hook you up with something sweet. Don't worry.
You have a pair of tickets now to jump on to City Cruises Live. It's a yacht party with The Bachelors, Chris Harrison, Wells Adams, and Ben Higgins.
Awesome. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, Stephanie. Enjoy that yacht cruise. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
All right. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
in a world of scammers,
mm-hmm.
I finally got scammed.
You did?
And this one hurts real bad.
Oh, no.
Because I got scammed from somebody that I love.
All aboard! I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne scammed me.
Okay, well he's dead.
Uh-huh. Yeah, even more insulting. He scammed me from beyond.
Okay.
So you probably have all seen the Ozzy Osbourne elf on a shelf come pop up on your social feeds.
Well, I remember Snoop on a stoop and all of those other celebrity ones. Mm-hmm. Now there's an Ozzy Osbourne one. Okay.
This is to obviously take advantage of the fact that Ozzy's passed away. Yeah. And because I listened to a lot of Black Sabbath and Ozzy and that kind of music, my socials picked up on that. And now they're flashing me all these Ozzy Osbourne things. And one of them is the Ozzy Osbourne elf on his shelf. And if you go ahead and just Google, I'm going to give you a second. Okay. Go ahead and Google search.
I will do that.
Ozzy elf on a shelf.
Okay.
And take a look at how cool these little elves on a shelf look. You can see, in my defense, why I was really attracted to it. I'm a huge Ozzy fan. It's cute. I thought it'd be a nice little conversation piece.
Okay.
Well, it got here last week.
Okay. Now, I see on one of the ads, and clearly this probably isn't real, they show a picture of Ozzy holding a big Ozzy on a shelf.
It's all garbage.
But that picture never shows up when you click on it.
No,
fake.
Because that picture is fake. This, look at the picture. And then, Tammy, look at the elf on the shelf that came mailed to me.
Did you order from Temu?
I swear, no.
Oh, my God.
Look at that piece of garbage. Don't hold it too close to a light bulb. I'm sure it'll burst into flames because it's so flammable. Okay.
It looks nothing.
It's a ripoff. It's an absolute ripoff.
I took a picture of what the elf on the shelf, they claim that it looks like, and what John got. John, totally, it's a Temu version.
Oh, it's so bad. It's worse than Temu.
It's so bad. It's the preschool version. This is the worst thing ever.
And, by the way,
what'd you pay for?
I've got something worse.
What?
I ordered two.
Oh, no.
I ordered one for a gift.
How much were they?
Please don't ask me questions.
I really need to know, John.
It looks like the artwork when your kids start learning how to do pottery and stuff in school, and they make their first version of something, and even though it's atrocious and awful, you love it because your kid made it.
I would say you would buy this from a craft fair, but it was like $3 for $5. Yeah,
maybe a crap fair.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh, the hair is so bad.
No, it's not
it's
even...
It's just two puffs of hair on each side of this guy's head.
I was completely...
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's such bad. An absolute scam.
Okay, what did you pay for it? Answer the question!
$30 each.
Oh,
shut
my God.
Up.
That costs like a nickel to make.
Oh, I didn't know. With all due respect to the nickel, I think you owe 4 cents and change.
Okay, I will post on socials a picture of what the advertisement of the Ozzy elf on a shelf looks like next to the one that John got, and then we'll post a picture of John holding.
Thank you.
He's so tiny.
It's bad. I'm sorry. You got ripped off.
Oh, you got ripped off.
There's nothing. And now I realize the worst part of being scammed. Nobody likes feeling stupid.
Yeah.
And I opened that up. And I think I felt stupid because Sam looked at me and goes, are you stupid? What are you ordering? I'm joking. She didn't say it.
She thought it.
But damn, her eyes did. I saw her eyes literally packing up all of her stuff. Beware of the Ozzy Osbourne elf on a shelf. Do not buy the Ozzy Osbourne elf on a shelf. I don't care how big of a fan you are. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Dolly Parton just never stops.
Hey, it's Dolly. I'm excited to share some big news with you about my brand new Songteller Hotel and Life of Many Colors Museum right here in downtown Nashville. You can visit our website at songtellerhotel.com to explore all that we've been working on and book now for stays starting in June 2026. Also, visit dollyslifeofmanycolors.com to get a preview of my museum located on the third floor of the hotel. You can book tickets now for June 2026. Be sure and check it out. Can't wait to see you next summer.
Okay, Dolly just has everything.
It truly is Dolly's world, and now we can live in it. At least for a little while, for a small fee, or maybe not so small.
I mean, it's not opening until next June, and when you go to her Instagram page and she shares all the little bits and parts that are parts of that hotel and the museum, they're all artist renderings, so I can't wait to see what the actual real place is. There's one room in there. It's called the Six Sisters Suite. So it's three big king beds. So if you have like a bunch of sisters, you could all go stay in the same room, or all your best girlfriends.
Or a bachelorette party. I've heard those are very popular in Nashville.
Oh, and
she's a genius.
Dolly themed bachelorette party.
Genius.
Hello.
Did we know this was happening?
I had no idea about the hotel and museum. Producer Jessica, did you?
Of course I did.
Okay.
You guys are a day late and a dollar short.
but your references are surely timely.
Now, you're going to Dolly World next year, or Dolly Land, or what the hell is it called?
Dollywood.
Dollywood.
Wow. Dollywood.
Sorry.
I'm hoping to. I'm doing at least one, maybe two trips to Nashville next year. One's nice. For work. And then the other one, my dad lives near Nashville. So okay. He wants us to come down. And he wants the whole family to come. So we're hoping during that time, we're going to drive over to Pigeon Forge and have like a whole few days at Dollywood.
Man, I'm so jealous, Jess. That's going to be so much fun. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.